Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Kylan Kester, and he's with Startup Atlanta. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, tell us about Startup Atlanta. What are you doing to serve folks here in town?
Yeah, Startup Atlanta is a local nonprofit here in the Atlanta community focused on helping, connecting, promoting, and growing the local startup ecosystem. And we do that through a number of different ways. The kind of key bread and butter that we do at Startup Atlanta is the Startup Ecosystem Guide. This last week, actually, we released the fourth edition of the Startup Ecosystem Guide. And what it is a comprehensive resource for the founders, funders, people who are interested in the startup community, and even the folks that are just working in the community and trying to find out what's available, to know exactly what's available here in the city as it's growing.
Now, how are you defining startup? Is that only tech startups, or is that anybody who's starting a business?
You know, that's always changing as well. I think, you know, there's technology companies that have been known for the more traditional kind of startup path. But as we've been able to kind of see the shift towards the types of companies that kind of fit into the startup category, we see everywhere from Main Street businesses, the folks who have the mom and pop stores, if you will, that are just starting up their own companies, to small and medium businesses that have established at least some type of product or service that they offer and can also be able to support or plug into the startup community as well.
Now, as part of the mission, is education. Like, say I'm thinking of starting a startup. Is this, can I go there as a resource to find maybe help or some support?
That's a great question. So we have a number of different categories within the Startup Ecosystem Guide, broken out from media and news to education and career resources like you're asking here. And in our education and career resources section, we have a number of different resources available to startups that might be interested in starting their own company for the first time. For example, there are a number of accelerators like the Square One Startup School that people can learn more about to be able to plug in and find ways to learn how to start a company, what types of mindsets you'll need, and what other areas of network or resources you would need to be able to actually build that company.
Now, in your experience, when you talk to folks about your work, when people think of the word business or business owner, and they tend to think of ginormous companies, like, oh, that person's a CEO, so he must be rich and has a big company. But most folks kind of fall into the category where you're working, right? These smaller people getting ready. Can you talk about maybe the impact in the economy of smaller companies, and like how many are there, and the kind of economic impact?
Yeah, so the economic impact here in Atlanta is huge. While I don't have the hard numbers, I know that Invest Atlanta and Metro Atlanta Chamber do a lot of really great research on the local startup community and just seeing how the small and medium business companies that are here in Atlanta are helping really shape up the future of what we're doing here in Atlanta. I think they really are the engine that keeps us going. There are the larger companies that do have a large role in the startup ecosystem, but I think that the companies that are here that aren't so large are also incredibly important because they're the folks that keep people inspired. In addition to that, they're also the folks that are here trying to use these resources and are able to plug in and tell people what their experiences are, which I think is incredibly important because Atlanta has such a diverse base of founders that there's such an opportunity to learn from the types of people who are building companies here.
And in terms of numbers, there's a lot more small to mid-sized people than I think the people kind of get confused because the traditional media tends to focus on a handful of mega companies. And then they don't realize there's thousands or hundreds of thousands of small to mid-sized people just grinding every day to kind of... I mean, it just, it's frustrating in a lot of respects because the people who need the most attention aren't getting it. And these mega companies just suck up all the oxygen.
That can definitely happen. And I think that's why we work so hard at Startup Atlanta to create that even playing field, if you will. I think that a lot of time that we've had here in Atlanta, that these larger corporations have had a lot of focus and dedication. And what I love is that the folks that make up the board of the Startup Atlanta organization, they're business leaders. They understand what the community needs based off of perspectives of being in business. Some are startup founders themselves, so they also understand what it's like to build a company from the ground up. They're funders, so people who might be in VC, or folks who are angel investors who are on our board as well, that also want to make sure that there's equity put into the system so that the smaller companies also have the same level of access that the larger companies have had.
Now, what about some of these underserved communities? There's a real need for kind of this type of education and support to help these folks get off the ground. Is there any initiatives that are kind of focusing on these underserved communities?
Absolutely. There are tons of them. I love that we're in Atlanta specifically because I think that there's a dedicated focus on the diversity of the city here. So there are dedicated resources for founders who are underrepresented, like women. So there are the organizations like the Launchpad 2Xs or the Lolas that have dedicated workspace or resources for women founders. For African-American founders, we have like funds such as Collab Capital, which focuses on mostly African-American founders in the gap of friends and family fund that African-American founders typically might not have. And then there's also the Russell Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, which offers training and also dedicated workspace for entrepreneurs to also be able to build their companies. And then even seeing like what Techiera Tech is doing as well to help support the Latinx community with getting plugged into the startup communities is another just really great organization that's making sure that I think all of the different touch points are kind of gathered here in Atlanta. And I think there's still much more room to grow, but I love just seeing that there's a nice kind of spurt of a lot of organizations that are focused on diversity and inclusion here.
So now tell us about your role as community coordinator at Startup Atlanta. Like, what's your day-to-day look like?
It's different every day, I'll tell you. Like, it's really interesting. So when we were working on the guide itself, most of my energy was focused on co-creating with the community. So I would meet with different community members, leaders that are in the community that are familiar with the startup ecosystem, and just get to know what's going on, what's changing, what things we need to make sure that we include in the startup ecosystem guide. And then in addition to that, I'm also constantly trying to find ways that we might be able to partner and plug in with a lot of the existing initiatives that are happening here in Atlanta. A lot of the work that we do here, we tend to do separately. And so there's a lot of really great opportunity to bring that together. And I think Startup Atlanta is a really great platform for that. And so it's really great to see the folks that are willing to collaborate with us and be able to just bring everyone into the fold and be in a space where we can all work together on this mission.
Now, speaking about working together, this is one of the it's a double-edged sword about Atlanta. It's very collaborative. People don't mind working together. There's a lot of the spirit of, let's help each other rather than the zero sum game of my win is your loss. So compared to other communities, I see that quite a bit. But on the other hand, because there's a lot of independent thinkers, a lot of people create maybe redundant resources. How do you kind of thread that needle in terms of being this kind of inclusive group of collection of resources and play nicely with other people that might be doing something that looks to the layperson as similar?
Yeah, I think that's always like a delicate kind of subject to kind of go around, especially when folks might have an idea that is a really great one, but might be being executed in the community. And for me personally, as an entrepreneur, I always approach things from an abundant mindset, if you will. So it's not a zero-sum game. There should be enough of us and enough opportunity for everyone to be able to do what they want to do and are most passionate about. But I think that what we do at Startup Atlanta and what's super important is bringing everyone together and having opportunity to share and connect and really pointing out that there's things to learn from each other. Because I think that that's where we get to see a little bit more of like where that collaboration can come in. A lot of the times, like we would do what we had called community partners lunches before the COVID-19 would happen, where we will pull folks from the community who are leading really awesome initiatives that we all are aware of here. And we would just talk through what we're doing this year, what's coming up this quarter, how can I be supportive to you in the work that you're doing, and how can the network or audience that I reach also be supportive to you, your organization as well. And I think fostering and creating those safe spaces and also kind of just challenging folks to be collaborative is really what makes that delicate balance work.
So now part of what your work is kind of collecting all of these resources for the startups, right? That's one part of this equation. But the other part is kind of reaching out and supporting and celebrating the work of the individual startup. Is that true?
Exactly. Yeah, and we do that through our Atlanta Startup Awards, and that was also an in-person event that we host every year. We hosted the 2019 awards this past January, and that was a really great event. We held over 100 business leaders in the startup community over at Clark Atlanta University, who graciously hosted us for the Startup Awards this year. And with that, we were able to celebrate 8 of the kind of brightest leaders here in the startup community across really awesome categories, from Art of the Pivot Award to we even had awesome Lifetime Achievement Awards, which we honored to 2 people. And so I think that that's a really great way for us to celebrate the community. And then in addition to that, we're always looking at ways that we can also just shine a light on the folks that are already working in the ecosystem and doing really great work through the different programs and things that are happening now.
Now, has there been anything you've learned from being kind of, you're kind of at the hub of this, you get to see everything. So you have an interesting perspective, I would think, on how a community can come together and really serve. Have you learned anything? If you were going to take what you've learned and say another market says, hey, you know what, I'd like to do that here, what are kind of some of the ingredients that a thriving startup community must have, in your opinion?
Well, I think, you know, Atlanta's been a really good place to do it, or do this type of work, if you will, because it's been a space where we have like so many really cool elements that come together. And the only kind of challenge has been it just not being very coordinated. And so I think that first, just understanding what is in the ecosystem is the kind of most important thing. And so with the work that we do on the Startup Ecosystem Guide, that's very helpful, because we now know like all of the different organizations that are playing different roles and opportunities to plug in and support as partners. Now, in addition to that, I think it's super important to be strategic about like how you're building the community. I think figuring out who you want to be as a community is very important. And I know that when I started this role in working in community, there was this like long known sentiment of like, we don't want to be like the Silicon Valley of the South here in Atlanta. We want to be Atlanta. We want to be known for what we're special for. No, I think that's a really important part of the overall strategy building community, because I think if you don't know if you don't want to be like another city, or if you do want to be like a certain city, that's going to be an important part of how you might shape up an organization that can help support building this type of community. I think it's also a game where you can't do it alone. And so making sure that you have the right team and also a network of volunteers or other people that will be willing to plug in is also a really important part of this role. And this is a job for me as well. And I think that when we're working together, you start to see things that you might miss just being the person that you have with your own biases and your own experiences. And so I think it's really great to be able to have people who are also diverse that are there at the table to be able to feed into the next kind of term of whatever the strategy will be.
Now, if you were to start it from scratch, so if you're building this gumbo from a blank sheet of paper, so some of the elements I would imagine are you got to have kind of universities. That's an important component.
Of course.
You got to have enterprise level companies maybe to fund some of the stuff. You need to have obviously a kind of a thriving small business community, at least where there's hope, right, that there's opportunity then. You have to have the government has to kind of be on board too. That's helpful. I don't know. Some of these are must have, some of these are nice to have. So how would you kind of, align those pieces, like to get everybody kind of on the same, in the same playbook?
That's a good question. And I think there's no one way to do that. I think here in Atlanta, it's really special because we're in a space where a lot of the folks in these different ecosystems work together. And what I mean by that is, for example, for like Georgia Tech, on Georgia Tech's campus, they have about 10 to 15 different innovation hubs that are on campus from different large corporations that want to feed into the tech talent pipeline that's coming out of Georgia Tech. And so those types of partnerships are really interesting because you see like firsthand how the government with ATDC and the Innovation Center there, the companies that are also investing in innovation centers there, and the school is also investing into the overall ecosystem. And that really creates like a pulse that helps kind of create more of that in different areas of the city. So I've seen that work really well. In addition to that, I think another kind of piece of the gumbo, if you will, or another ingredient you would want to add is the culture. of where you are. Because I think that we're in the South, and so we have this natural culture of like the Southern hospitality and generally being more collaborative. And so I think that that might not necessarily carry to other cities the same way. So I think fostering that type of culture, or at least understanding what the culture is in the city that you're in, is super important, because that's going to also help you define what that gumbo will taste like or what it will look like at the end.
And also, you want to have a mechanism to include the people that tend not to be included, because sometimes the catalyst of these groups don't look like the whole community as a whole. And I think you have to be intentional and mindful to cast a wide net.
Absolutely. Inclusion and diversity are like at the core of all of the work that we do at Startup Atlanta, just because it's like something we want to make sure that as we're building these conversations and talking about access and opportunity, that we also make sure that everyone has access and to these different opportunities. And so that's a huge part of the conversation as well.
Now, for you, what's the most rewarding part of the job?
There are a few things, actually. I love being able to meet new people and just their enthusiasm and excitement working in entrepreneurship. I think entrepreneurship is a different type of game, because it's really a game about passion. And so I think that it's really cool to be in a work or a role where I'm able to work with people and see just how passionate they are about what they're working on. Because it's refreshing. You don't always see people who are super excited about the work that they do. It's like sometimes the people are working jobs just to kind of do that. And so it's really great to be in a space where you start seeing people actualize what it is that they really want to do and are super passionate about it and are able to build a team and have a lot of really great and significant success from the work that they're doing. In addition to that, I think that I also just love learning. I consider myself a lifelong learner. And so I feel like in this space and in this process, I've been able to see a lot change in the startup ecosystem. And I trust that a lot more will change. And so with that, I love just being able to kind of learn with the times as they are. Like when COVID-19 struck and everything kind of just changed on its like axis, I ended up having to like just like take a step back and say, well, what can we do now in this kind of new landscape to be still relevant and still be able to serve the folks the way that we were doing it when we were able to meet people in person? So being able to just kind of like start to think through things a little more differently, I think is preparing me for being more valuable to folks in the future.
Now, any advice for a young person that maybe they're thinking, oh, I'm going to get a job when I graduate. That's going to be my path. I'm going to work for a company and, you know, and I'll pick that as a career, as opposed to, you know what, maybe I'll work for a startup, or I'll kind of find my own path and be an entrepreneur.
So for me, my path is a little untraditional in the sense that I did corporate. I have a startup and I work for a nonprofit. And so for me, I've kind of had a taste of all of it. And what my advice would be is that you don't have to choose just one. I think that is super important to be able to leverage the experiences you get from everything that you work on, whether it be working for a company, working for another startup, starting your own company, or not working like working in nonprofit. So not working for corporations. And so I think that being in a space where you kind of just get a taste of what it is that you want to do and just go for it, is one of the pieces of advice that I will offer. Reflect often and see what you did well, and think about what things you're still passionate about after trying things out, and then keep always trying to find the next best thing. Keep trying to find what is going to keep you growing, what's going to keep you inspired, and what's going to keep other people feeling like you left value. And I think that those are the things that have helped me be able to kind of navigate through understanding what path I think is the best for me.
Now, what can we do to help you? What does Startup Atlanta need more of right now?
Well, we'd love more eyes on the Startup Ecosystem Guide. So if folks wanted to take a look at what we have, it's available to download now at startupatlanta.com/2020-ecosystem-guide. There you can sign up on our newsletter to also stay up to tune with other really great updates that we'll be making over this year. And there are really exciting things to come. In addition to that, I'd love to keep you all plugged in on other events that are coming up here in the Atlanta community as well. I'm helping host the Atlanta Startup Week with Techstars this year. And so that's another really great opportunity to plug into the startup community. And if anyone would like to get involved, visit us at atlanta.startupweek.co so that we'd be able to also be able to get you all involved as well.
Good stuff. Well, thank you for the work you're doing. It's important work, and we appreciate you.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I'm super glad to be able to be here and do the work. It's awesome to be able to meet folks and continue to collaborate.
And that website, once again, is startupatlanta.com. You can, I guess you can sign up for the newsletter. You can get all the, that's a kind of the hub, right?
Yeah, that's our main website, and you can also access the ecosystem guide from there as well.
All right. Thank you again for sharing your story.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.